Chronicles, Second Chronicles, chapter 12, way back in the Old Testament. Here's a man that's inherited the kingdom. He's going to be king. He's Solomon's son. But as this little booklet says here, he's making decisions, but he's not making them God's way. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. 2 Chronicles 12, beginning at verse 1, it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord. Listen to that. Underline that in your Bibles. He forsook the law of the Lord. He knew better. He knew better. Hey, you know better than not to read your Bible. But do you? Do you forsake it? The Bible says that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. Look what his decision did. It led the whole nation away from God. Boy, isn't that sad? You see what leaders can do, folks? Look what leaders have did in our country over the last 50, 60, 70 years. Our country used to be more spiritual than it is today. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam's Shishak, the king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord. You see what happened? When Rehoboam forgot about God, when he turned away from God, God allowed another power to come up and to cause problems. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me this morning. That same principle works today with people. When you get away from the Lord allow problems to come, troubles to come. I don't know why, with the Bible that we have, it's still so hard for us to stay in tune with God. We got that old nature that wants to do it my way, right? That's what Rehoboam did. He pulled a Frank Sinatra. He did it his way. And it didn't work. And it won't work. It won't work. Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. Listen to me. He would inherit the kingdom after Solomon had died. It would give to him the whole kingdom. That was the 10 tribes and the southern tribes. The whole nation, he was over it. Instead of listening to the old wiser leaders in his kingdom, the leaders of Solomon, Rehoboam decided to listen to people his age. And these young men lack wisdom. Folks, the Bible talks about that great men are not always wise. And the Bible is clear about teaching that we're to look to our elders, people that have gained wisdom. Rehoboam didn't practice that, and it brought about his downfall. The younger men told Rehoboam to bear down on the people with higher taxes and to rule with a heavy hand. This present crowd of people running for the president, they're saying the same thing. More taxes. Take their guns. Kill all the babies you want. That's what they're saying. As a result, the nation of Israel split. It split the nation. Think of this now. He was the ruler of Israel. But because of his unwise decision, the 10 northern tribes rebelled and separated themselves from the Judah and Benjamin, the two southern tribes, and he wound up just the king of Benjamin and Judah because of his unwise decision. Power often corrupts. And some men, when they get to be in power, they think they are God. That man over in North Korea today thinks he's a God. If he is, he's a fat one, ain't he? No. 5 years later now, we see Rehoboam again making an unwise decision. He was the grandson of David and the son of Solomon. His mother's name is Naamah, an Amorite. And an Amorite worshiped pagan gods. His mother now was one of Solomon's 700 wives. So you can just do a little bit of arithmetic there with 700 women and one king. There must have been a lot of turmoil, amen? Must have been a lot of discipline, a lot of godly teaching lacking for sure. Rehoboam is the son of a rich man. He's rich. I'm sure he never had no concerns or cares growing up. He was the son of a rich man. Probably did what he wanted to do. He had no fear of God. Solomon started off fearing God, asking God for wisdom. But when he began to marry all those pagan women, he himself, Solomon, had his life messed up. It became a mess. And if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, where he looks everywhere he can to find peace and meaning and purpose, except the right place. Amen. He failed to look to the right place till he come to the 12th chapter, where he finally said the whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Amen. And goes on to say that we all are going to be judged one day for what we've done. At the age of 41, he becomes the next king of Israel. He goes over the entire nation at age 41. What an opportunity he was given to be a great king. But he would squander his kingdom with unwise decisions because his focus was not on God. His focus was on what I want. Isn't that a lot of our problem, what I want? Amen. Amen. What I want. Rather, we should be praying, what does God want? What is God's will? King David's focus had been on God, going back to his youth. Even when he made mistakes of sin, he was quick to return to God. And I think that's why God said about David, he's a man after my own heart. When he does wrong, he's quick to turn to the Lord, quick to repent. Solomon began with ruling with wisdom, but he strayed from God with 700 pagan wives, and if that wasn't enough, 300 concubines. Rehoboam, his next mistake was to abandon the law of God we just read about here in 2 Chronicles chapter 12. He abandoned God, give up on God. I've heard tell of people, well, I tried Christianity and it didn't work. Well, the problem was you didn't really try it. If you're born again, you're made a new person. You have a new life because you've been given life when you're born again. You have an interest put into you concerning God because you become a new creature. Rehoboam failed to listen to God, and this would be a costly mistake for him as the king. Folks, if you're wise, if I'm wise, we'll listen to God. This book is talking to us. It's God talking to us. God also talks to us in our heart. I say, Lord, I don't know what to preach on. Lord, I ain't got nothing to preach. And it's almost like he picks up the phone and calls me, and I suddenly knew. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. He's already given me what I'm going to preach next Sunday. All you got to do is ask. Tell him. Call on him. God wants to talk to us, and he talks through his word, but he speaks to our heart as we go along each day if we want to hear from him, if we'll seek him. I got out on the LED board. If you seek the Lord, you'll find him. He says that himself. If you'll seek me, you'll find me, but you got to seek. Every Easter, we got to go down to Tammy's. They got all these eggs. I believe they got all the eggs in Robeson County, and they go to hiding them. What do those little young'uns do? They seek. Till they find them. They're going to find that last egg. God says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. But you got to seek in the right way. Got to seek him the right way. Rehoboam failed to listen to God. He also made a fatal mistake for any person who thinks they can live their life out of the will of God and be successful. You can't do it. You can't be successful in God's eyes. Maybe I should say it that way. Oh, there's a lot of billionaires, but they don't know God. They're successful financially in a worldly way. But, hey, folks, that's not their money. That's God's money. Now they're going to have to go and give an account how they used it, what they did with it. How did they get it? It's amazing. The politicians go to Washington with no money, and in a few years, they're millionaires. Where do they get that money? On a salary that they're getting. Lobbyists are handing it under the table, folks. And it happens here in the county too. Living without God in our life will prove to be an unwise decision for any person. And one thing about God, He'll never force Himself on you. He won't ever force you. He don't want forced labor. But if you ever get to know God, you'll want to serve Him. If you ever get to know God, you'll want to serve Him, because He's good. He's faithful. He cares. He loves you. He makes a way, even when there's problems and trials. When we refuse to listen to the Word of God, we will fail spiritually, and we will find life to be empty and miserably. Sometimes God allows people to prosper and do well in life. Yes, God allows that. God allow you to go along for a while on your own. But He can suddenly put a roadblock. There's always comes a time when a life without God is fatal. This past week, what about all those people on that boat off the coast of California? All those people in this diving boat, all of them asleep with the crew on top. Somehow, they don't know yet how, but a fire comes and all those people are burnt alive. Wonder how many of those people were Christians. Too late now, whatever. The party's over for them now. If they weren't saved, they just dived into hell. If God gives you up to do your thing, you're not going to be blessed living without Him. But you are under His curse, and it will catch up with you. This is exactly what happened to Rehoboam, the king. Rehoboam not only failed to listen to God, but he also led his nation away from God. Think of the last administration we had here in this country. How this country went down over the last 8 years of that administration. This country became divided. The health care system went out. Health care is a mess now. My wife's been telling the doctors, and you think these doctors listen? Think of the men who rule over people and lead the people to hell. Look at North Korea, that leader, what he's doing with his people. Those people are dying without the Lord. Our country now is fast coming Islamic. It's happening right under our noses. They got the seed planted. They got their goal set. And most people are not even aware of it. The devil is as slick as a greased eel. Khrushchev said back in the 50s that Russia would take over this nation without firing a shot. Well, Islam might do it first. You know why all this is going on, folks? Y'all want to know why it's going on? We've got leaders that's led the people away from God. We've got leaders that's, look what they've done to the public school system, folks. In my lifetime. Proverbs 10:4 says, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. That little article I put in the bulletin this morning about that depraved mind and his view of God and Mary, God's not in his thoughts at all. He hates God. If there is a God, he would say. Unsaved people keep unsaved people from God. Think about that. Unsaved people keep unsaved people from God. So-and-so might want to go to church, but their buddy says, hey, let's go at the beach. Or let's go somewhere else. Let's go fishing. Leaders have a great responsibility to set the right example before people. We're constantly hearing about preachers setting the wrong example. Not only a moral example, but taking the funds from the church. I'll assure you, I've never took a penny. A ungodly leader can bring great destruction to the people when they serve. In the past, we've had leaders who took prayer out of the public school system. Then they took the Bible out of the public school system. It was the leaders who made laws to kill babies in their mother's womb. Leaders did this, folks. We're talking about leaders. Leaders like Rehoboam. Unwise decisions. Godless decisions. I'm doing it my way. This is what I think. That's what Lucifer said. He got thrown out of heaven. Amen. It was leaders who made laws to sell alcohol to the public. You know what they told back when they got the law to sell beer and all that kind of mess? Oh, we'll take the money, the tax money, and put it in the school system. And the school system is worse off now than it was then. Lies. When the devil lies, he lies. It proves to be a lie. It was leaders who opened up the gambling casinos. They and I went home Wednesday night from prayer meeting, and we got up there in front of Longley's, that little joint on the left. I bet there was 50 cars sitting there, Brother Chavis. I bet there was 50 cars sitting there. And they're there every Wednesday night, like insulting God. I'm doing what I want to do. You know what? God will put up with it so long because he's patient. Because he don't want to judge. Folks, y'all better listen to me. God don't want to judge, but you just keep going your way, doing your thing. You see if God won't do something. It was leaders who opened the stores to sell on Sunday. Leaders said, it's all right for you to shop on Sunday. I don't shop on Sunday. Sunday's the Lord's day. I challenge y'all not to shop on Sunday. It's the Lord's day, folks. Take a stand for the Lord. It won't kill you if you take a stand. If it does, you'll go to heaven and get out of your mess. Amen. Amen. Sunday's the Lord's day. I don't care what they say. It's still the Lord's day. It was leaders who made a law that men could marry men. Don't you know that's a joyful experience? And women can marry women. Leaders did these things to please people. Leaders did these things to please people who was telling them to do this. And they none had the fear of God in them. Unwise people. Unwise people. Everyone's going to face God for their decisions. But look how these laws have backfired on the nation now. Won't you listen to me? We never had school shootings until prayer and the Bible were took out of school. Never had one. Isn't that awesome? The only kind of shooting we had before the Bible and prayer was took out was somebody put a spitball in a rubber band. Amen. That was about it. The same people do not want school children killed by shooters, but it's all right to murder babies in the mother's womb. Boy, ain't that a hot deal? They don't want them to go and shoot them in the school room, but it's all right to kill them in their mother's womb. The same crowd, folks. I'm talking about the same crowd. Boy, the devil's confused, ain't he? He don't know what he wants, does he? We now sell liquor each year, and it's the cost of 88,000 deaths in our country every year, liquor. 88,000 deaths caused by liquor. And yet they sell it. And on TV, it's the most inviting and wonderful experience in the world. Well, I made it one. I ain't never tasted any of that mess. Now, that gay marriages have been approved and transgenders are now being recognized, we are adding more confusion in our culture. Transgenders. God only made two genders, male and female, folks. Won't you ever let anybody brainwash you? There ain't but two genders. AIDS and HIV and other diseases are common and costly and deadly in our culture today. Men and women are now cautious about even using the restroom. They don't know who might be in there. I'm going to tell you something. Leaders done this, folks. And you know the reason leaders did this? Somebody was paying them money. Somebody was paying them money, big money. People can be bought. Education expert William Genes said that there is a correlation between the decline of U.S. public schools and the U.S. Supreme Court 1962 and 63 decision that school-sponsored Bible reading was unconstitutional. One can argue that the decision by the Supreme Court in a series of three decisions back in 62 and 63 to remove the Bible and prayer from our public schools may be the most spiritually significant event in our nation's history over the course of the last 55 years. That was a quote from this education expert, Sobe. Taking prayer out and the Bible out has ruined this culture. Taking the Ten Commandments away. Anyone who is honest can see the truth of all this. I certainly can, because I was living when it all was taking place. I know how it was back in the 40s and the 50s. You never hear tell of no school problems. In 2 Chronicles 12:5, the Bible says, then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam. God sent his prophet to see him, the king, and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord. Listen to this. This is what the prophet said to Rehoboam and the princes. God said, you have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Brother Chavis, that's so plain. But folks, this is so plain. God says, Mr. King, you wouldn't listen to me. Now I'm going to send Shishak to give you a little visit. I'm going to tell you something, church. You cannot outfox God. If you won't listen to God, God will let trouble come your way. God will let all kind of disasters happen. And it'll look just like through providence that God didn't have a thing to do with it, but he does. Because God is sovereign over everything. You don't want to listen to God, Mr. King? Well, I got somebody over here that wants your country, and I'm going to let them have it. Are y'all listening? What a blow to Rehoboam's pride. Boy, I'm the king. I'm somebody. I'm important. Look at me. But God says, look at me. Even a king must heed the will of God, folks. A man in authority is put there by God. He's God's minister to obey God. That's what the Word of God says in the New Testament, Romans chapter 13. Leaders are God's ministers, just like a policeman is. And they too are obey God, just like the rest of us are. Leaders are not above the law. They're not above God. They're answerable to God. Hearing the message from God by the prophet, the king humbled himself. He humbled himself when he got that message. Scared the socks off of him, as we'd say in the country, amen. And Rehoboam knew God was to be feared, but it was too late. He'd gone on too long. Man in his pride can refuse to listen to God, but man will face the consequences of his rebellion. Look in 2 Chronicles 12, and I want you to look down maybe at verse 6. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humble themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. You know, I watched Billy Graham yesterday. And Faye, was it Saturday also we watched him, I believe it was. And we usually catch him on the weekend like that. And those stadiums are just filled. He was in Washington yesterday or Saturday, one, I forget which it was. And just a world of people there to hear God's message. And they're being replayed again now. Why don't America listen to God's word? Why don't America listen? Rehoboam knew God was to be feared, but it was too late. Man in his pride can refuse to listen to God, but God's going to deal with him. Wherefore the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, the Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah the prophet again, saying, they've humbled themselves. Therefore I will not destroy them, but listen, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, listen to this, they shall be his servants. Woo-hoo! Old King Rehoboam, he was king. Now he's humbled. God's going to let his enemy come and rule over him and his people. Why? They wouldn't listen to God. They forsook living for God. Folks, America is going down the same road. We look so much like Hitler. We look like we look so much like Israel. We look like twins. We're following the same path that the Jews followed. We knew about God, but we forsook the way of the Lord. And actually, I was surprised that God was gracious enough to keep that storm off the shoreline. Why was God good enough the way we live in this country? But he did one more time. Because he don't want to judge. He keeps warning folks. One of these mornings, it's going to be judgment. I'm just telling you what the Bible teaches. This is not my agenda. I'm just telling you what the Bible teaches. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low. That happened to Rehoboam. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride will destroy a person. It really will. Although Judah would enjoy a break from total destruction, Judah would become a tributary providence of Egypt in order that the people might learn it is better in the service of God than that of idolatrous foreign tyrants. Now they got an answer to Egypt and Shishak. So God handed King Rehoboam over to the king of Egypt and allowed King Shishak to come up and bring destruction to Jerusalem and to the temple. Solomon had made sheaves to protect his soldiers of gold, pure gold. Guess who got all of them? Shishak and his crowd took them to Egypt. Oh, the gold they got out of that temple. Why? They forsook the law of God. They forsook the law of God. Six 6,000 years of human history, a man cannot seem to learn. You cannot live without God and succeed. Makes no difference what someone believes. They will answer to God now or later. You can fly high now, but God can bring you down. Rehoboam ruled over Judah for 17 years. And listen to this. He was 41 when he started reigning. 41. He reigned 17 years, and he died at the age of 58. He's still young. You know, Solomon didn't live to be too old himself. He just died in his 60s. Think of what he could have accomplished if he would have listened to God. He could have been the king over the whole nation of Israel. He could have had a good name for himself. Instead, he wrecked his life. He wrecked his country. He divided his country because he wouldn't listen to wisdom. He wouldn't listen to God. He could have been a blessing to the nation. He could have made a great name for himself. But instead, he wanted to do things his way, and he failed miserably. How many people will hear God's word, even today, as the churches have gathered together and the preachers are preaching? How many will hear God's word today and refuse to listen? I think I'll wait till later. I'm not ready now. I don't feel like it. The Bible don't tell you to feel like it. The Bible says today, if you're lost, is the day to get saved. By acknowledging you have sinned, because God says you have, and ask God to forgive you and be your Savior. How many people should have a blessed and useful life if they would only listen to God? If they'd only listen to God. Because God loves everybody so much. As Bill Monroe said this morning, you can't do anything to make God not love you. He still loves you. But he will not accept anyone to heaven who rejects his dear son. His son is the Savior. God saves us through Christ and Christ alone. God has the best plan for your life if you and I will listen to him. Turn your life over to the Lord. Have you really ever turned your life over to the Lord? Just give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I've messed up. I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me. I want to live for you and please you. God has a good plan for every life. God has a plan for every life. Everybody's life is not alike. And whatever plan God has for your life, be the best you can be at it. That's important. Don't slubber your work. Don't halfway do your work. Be on time at work. Be on time at church, amen. Did you say that, preacher? The Lord said, tell them. Be on time for church. I got to tell my daughter that. And her daughter. Keep sin out of your life. And guard your heart. Guard your heart, the Bible warns. Boy, it's so easy for our heart to get distracted. The psalmist said in 51:10, created me a clean heart. You ever pray that? Created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. What scriptures, folks. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart. and let thine eyes observe my ways. That's what the wisdom writer wrote. Give your heart to the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord. And see what the Lord will do in your life. This life is not about accumulating, folks. This life is about becoming spiritual men and women, serving the Lord, doing the will of the Lord. God has numbered our days here. He's going to let us stay here for a few years, maybe. But while we're here, we can serve Him. We can obey Him. Please don't do like Rehoboam. Don't forget the way of the Lord. Walk close to the Lord. Have that peace He alone gives. Have that contentment He alone gives. Have that meaning and purpose in your heart He alone can give when you're fully surrendered to the Lord. You won't ever regret it. You won't ever regret it. I believe this book. I know what it's done for me. And I can preach it to you by the grace of God. Father, thank you for this day, this time, this hour. Lord, how quick our time gets away, Lord. And Lord, we'd just like to keep right on sharing the good word of God, encouraging people, challenging people, enriching lives. Lord, let the Spirit of God do what I can't do, Lord. Lord, bless, encourage, and challenge, and draw us close to you, Lord. Give us that hunger, that desire in our heart to be close to you, Lord, to walk close to you, Lord, and to be used by you, Lord. Use us, Lord. Meet the needs of every heart and every life. Encourage, Lord. Encourage, Lord. And bless all the needs that this church has as a body of believers. And we'll thank you and love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord speaks to heart today. You obey the Lord. What does the Lord say to do today to you? You need to come pray. Pray for someone. Pray for some need. You need to come trust Christ today.